Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
We currently have an east-northeast wind at 3 miles per hour, barometer at 30.08. A trace of precipitation this morning, and it's 47.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center, where the update at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, Democrats are continuing to push for an extension of health care subsidies. Republicans saying that is not a part of this resolution. ABC's Jay O'Brien's on Capitol Hill.
Republicans have been saying over and over and over again, they're not going to negotiate with Democrats while the government is actively shut down. And Democrats are holding firm, essentially trying to get Republicans to blink, and vice versa.
Warnings about slowdowns at places like airports, where air traffic controllers and TSA agents are working without getting paid. This is the two-year anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attacks. Talks continue in Egypt on a possible ceasefire. Hundreds of National Guard troops from Texas arriving in Illinois, with the Trump administration looking to deploy them in Chicago, state and city filing a lawsuit. CDC is out with its recommendations for COVID vaccines, saying it's up to you whether to get the shot or not. Some say the change is not good for America's health. This is ABC News. Former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez is now facing felony battery charges after a fight in Indianapolis, apparently over a parking spot. Here's ABC's Matt Rivers.
Shortly after 12:30 a.m. Saturday night, police say the 38-year-old Sanchez approached Perry Toll, a 69-year-old delivery truck driver, in the middle of his shift about where the victim parked. Toll, who says Sanchez smelled of alcohol, alleges Sanchez shoved him and prevented him from calling for help. Toll telling police he feared he was in physical danger, pepper spraying Sanchez in the face. According to police, when the former quarterback advanced again, Toll thought, "This guy is trying to kill me," and stabbed Sanchez multiple times.
Sanchez could face up to 6 years behind bars. Holiday shopping season's here. Adobe Analytics expects Americans to spend $9 billion today and tomorrow, with Amazon launching its Prime Day event and other retailers following suit. Adobe says online shopping for November through the end of the year could top $250 billion. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from man to lawn.
Ever had your shower suddenly turn into a desert? I did just last weekend. I was in the middle of my morning routine when suddenly the water stopped. But I didn't panic. I hollered, "Hey, call Larry at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. I know their service is so good and so fast, but I didn't even bother getting out of the shower." And guess what? I was right. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions had my water running again in no time. So if you're ever in need of water, and let's face it, who isn't? Remember Advanced Pump and Well Solutions of Richland Center. Call 608-649-4488 for service so good and fast, you won't even have time to grab a towel. Oh, if you see Larry, tell him to bring some soap for me.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Brewer outfielder Jackson Sherio returned to the lineup and hit a three-run home run in Game 2 of an NL Division Series against the Cubs on Monday night. The drive was a 419-foot home run, which put the Brewers up 7-3, and they went on for the victory. Lots of good moments last night, including Brewer rookie Jacob Mizorowski returning to form and throwing a pitch 104.3 miles per hour. The Dodgers were winners against Philadelphia, 4-3, the final in the National League playoffs yesterday. From the NFL, a wild one last night. Trevor Lawrence tripped, got up, and scrambled for a one-yard touchdown with 23 seconds left, and the Jacksonville Jaguars beat Kansas City 31-28. The Bucs opened up preseason play with a 103-93 win over Miami.
Fall into wellness with the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. This October, you'll have the chance to win incredible prizes aimed at keeping you healthy. Digital thermometers, heating pads, humidifiers, and blood pressure cuffs. Shop for more spooktacular finds at the community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Prizes awarded Fridays in October. Winners will be notified. See you there.
For today, a high of 67. It will be sunny and a bit breezy. Northwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cold. Areas of frost. Later on, a low of 34. Wednesday, sunny and nice. A high of 61. A low of 35 Wednesday night. 66 Thursday with sunshine and a bit warmer. And Friday, highs near 70 with a light shower in the morning. Right now, WRCO Studios, following the midnight reading of 52, a trace of rain early on this morning, and it is 47 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, October 7th.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunity, TV breaks and movies rang true. Seems it never rains in Southern California. Seems I've often heard that kind of talk before. It never rains in California. I'm out of work, I'm out of my head, out of self-respect, I'm out of breath, I'm under love and underfed, I wanna go home. It never rains in California, but girl, don't they warn you, it pours. Oh, Will you tell the folks back home I nearly made it? Had offers, but don't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me, and don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break, give me
gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up.
John Morgan featuring Jason Aldean on WRCO. Well, I went to bed last night before the Brewers won the game. They were up 4-3, I believe it was, when I dozed off.
you know, it's hard. It's one of those things where, okay, well, it'd be nice if it was earlier, but I'm not network TV. I can't dictate what times the games are, were, you know. Kind of tough. You know, even over the weekend, had the Boston Red Sox won against the Yankees, the Brewers and Cubs would have played at night. And us as a radio station wouldn't have had conflicts with the Badgers and things like that. But no, the Yankees draw more in national TV, so they got the nighttime game. And last night, the Brewers got a nighttime game, but it was certainly a later one. The next one coming up, it's Wednesday, and it's in the daytime, I believe. So they will have the afternoon game on Wednesday and then Thursday night if needed. We'll keep you posted from WRCO Radio as we watch the Brewers in the postseason. It's kind of one of those things where we are a little bit spoiled. We've had success, not as much as we'd like, with the Packers. And, of course, the Bucks won a championship a few years ago, and the Brewers have been in the playoffs regularly. So we're kind of spoiled. You know, back in the 70s and 80s, this would have been like, what? The Brewers are in the playoffs? But this year, it's more like, oh, well, the Brewers have won a couple games in the playoffs. That's something that they've struggled with as well. So I guess we just enjoy the ride as long as it lasts.
When you're buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 to speak with an agent.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
The countdown is on for the Hub City Diesel Truck Challenge coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds Friday and Saturday, October 10th and 11th. Friday's schedule features the Diesel Challenge class on the dyno from noon to 9 p.m., truck and tractor pulls at 6 p.m., the Friday Night Lights truck meetup from 4 to 10 p.m., and live music by Sean Shell from 9 to 11 p.m. in the Pitts Entertainment Tent. Saturday keeps the entertainment rolling with the Show and Shine at 10 a.m., ATV and Dirt Bike Greg's at 11, Fan Dyno and Burnout Road noon to 5 p.m., and the Diesel Truck Challenge plus vehicle dirt drags at 3 p.m. Everything happens at the Richland County Fairgrounds October 10th and 11th.
Fall into savings during the Fall Savings Frenzy at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Come see the 2-in-1 laundry set that can do it all, starting at $6.49 each, $24.90 Highway 14, next to Goodwill, or online anytime at townandcountryrc.com.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Now broadcasting from Richland Family Restaurant Studios, serving up hot tunes and hometown pride.
Mama raised me up on the good book. Daddy taught me how to throw a left hook. I'm a wildflower side of my family tree. I'm a hen in the air on a Sunday. I'm a sitter in traffic on Monday. A little less dress and a lot more boots and jeans. Blame it on the dirt road, gravel down in my soul. Speakers of my radio, freedom of a wide open Midwest sky, where I grew up, blame it on a summer night, harvest moon, if I stop falling for a boy like you, stealing my heart, need to stop.
picking. Give me some sweet tea and grandma's chicken. A day on the lake or a bonfire Friday night. Blaming on my homegrown history. If I let a country boy hold the door for me, find myself riding in a shotgun seat, too late to the county line. Blame it on the dirt road, gravel down in my soul. Country in the speakers of my radio. Freedom of a wide open Midwest sky.
Weather and sports coming up just a bit from WRCO Radio at 6:30 today. At this time tomorrow morning, we could be looking at just a little bit of light frost as well. So if you have some plants that you want to have maybe keep on keeping on, and you might want to cover those up, especially tomorrow morning and maybe the next two mornings as well. Tis the season, right? It's been a long growing season, though. We're at 46, our overnight low.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I drank you off my mind. When I get lost in the liquor, you're the only one I find. If I did the things I ought to, still would not be mine. So I keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose, killing time. This killing time.
Glenn Campbell on WRCO Radio. We remind you today we have a lost female Jack Russell Cross dog. It is brown and black, weighs around 30 pounds, and it is not wearing a collar. Lost in the area of Highway 80 and Grinsell Lane area. Call 608-475-7070 if you've seen that dog, which is missing. 608-475-7070.
Bryant County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. The forecast for today calls for a high of 67, tonight 34 with some patchy frost possible. Right now, a northeast wind is at 5 miles per hour, and it is 46 degrees.
Hi there, welcome. When you walk into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, here's what you'll find. Comfy chairs, cozy sofas, mattresses so nice you'll want to take a nap right in the store. Don't worry, we don't judge. Durable everyday pieces and updated designs just for you. You'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, where comfort meets community.
I'm Phil Nee with news. Two people have been arrested after hundreds of animals were rescued from a Wisconsin Dells area property. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office says Dean Leverenz and Amy Thomas face numerous animal neglect charges. On Friday, the Sheriff's Office responded to a property in Plymouth Township following reports of animals on the loose. An investigation of the property determined a significant case of animal neglect. Nearly 400 animals in total were located on the property, including 81 dogs, 10 puppies, 126 rabbits, 5 horses, 136 chickens, and 35 goats. The animals were surrendered to authorities and are now with numerous animal welfare organizations and shelters. Hundreds of citizens and dozens of arrests at this year's Oktoberfest in La Crosse. La Crosse police confirmed yesterday that they issued 229 citations and arrested 50 people over the weekend. Over half of those citations were for underage drinking. They also dealt with a 60-person fight, people stealing manhole covers, a person who fought with cops trying to arrest them, and someone who nearly fell into the Mississippi River. In total, the department handled over 1,100 calls for service, double their normal amount. A one-vehicle crash injured a passenger. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Sunday morning at approximately 11 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report of a single-vehicle crash in the town of Viroqua. April Ann Sullivan, 44, of Reedstown, was traveling east on County Road SS, east of Lewison Road. She reported being distracted and went off the right side of the roadway on a curve. The vehicle struck an embankment, overturned, and came to rest on its top. April Sullivan was evaluated at the scene but refused transport to the hospital. Her passenger, a 41-year-old male from Viroqua, was transported to Vernon Health in Viroqua by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. Assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance. The Pulling Together Tour, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be making a stop tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event is being held to help promote and discuss the book, Pulling Together, A Handbook for Community Change. The book is co-authored by Tom Moskaller and Mike Brenninger. Brenninger, who is from Richland Center, tells what the book is about.
It's talking about working together and getting positive things accomplished, even across, or especially across, ideological divides. You know, today it's the right, the left, fighting, nobody's getting much done. And this is kind of a solution to that. And the other thing is it's giving a lot of smaller communities hope, because if you just look and say, well, there's not much going on, and I don't just want to say Richland Center, I'm saying small town America is kind of experiencing this. We seem to be hollowing out. Our young people are leaving. Not much encouraging things happening in the community. And when it turns around and you start seeing those positive things happen, then people get excited about that. They want to see their communities thrive. And that's really the theme of the book. It's not like we've turned around thousands of places yet, but we hope that that is eventually what happens.
Mike Brenninger hopes that the book and the event will help create ideas to help attract individuals to communities like Richland Center to help them and the community prosper.
I know people that have moved to the Richland Center area from a large city that are making a lot of money, and they're doing all their work online, or nearly all of their work online. So we are such an attractive community for somebody like that. We've got clean, healthy environment, good education, low cost of living, wonderful place to live with close to zero crime. I mean, how could they ask for anything better? So places like Richland Center are super attractive. We just need to get marketing ourselves to people that are going to be interested.
The Pulling Together event, sponsored by Southwest Partners, will be held from 11 until 1 tomorrow at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The event, which includes a lunch, is free and open to the public. If you plan on attending, though, please RSVP Mick Cosgrove at mcosgrove57@gmail.com or text Mike Brenninger at 608-604-7226. You can also find more at pullingtogether.com. Foster Poultry Farms, LLC, a Livingston, California establishment, is recalling approximately 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products that may be contaminated with pieces of wood embedded in the batter. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced the products subject to recall were produced between July 30th and August 4th of this year. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P6137. B, either inside the USDA mark of inspection or printed on the packaging. These items were shipped to retail and institutional locations nationwide, including Department of Defense and USDA commodity food donations. While the products were distributed to schools, it resulted from commercial sales and not part of food provided by the USDA for the National School Lunch Program. A fundraising milestone in the race for Wisconsin's next governor. As originally reported by Spectrum News Wisconsin, the campaign of Republican 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany announced Monday that it raised $1 million less than 2 weeks after officially launching. In a statement, Tiffany said, "Democrats are propped up by Hollywood millionaires and coastal elites, while his campaign is building a grassroots movement in the state." The campaign of Republican candidate Washington County Executive Josh Schumann had raised just over $425,000 between entering the race in May and the July campaign finance report to the State Ethics Commission. The next campaign finance filing deadline with the commission will be January 15th.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 67 with partly cloudy conditions and a bit sunny later on, breezy. Northwest winds at 7 to 15 expected, a low of 34 overnight, and the possibility of patchy frost. A frost advisory has been issued for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties tomorrow morning between 3 and 9 o'clock. Wednesday, sunny and nice and 61. Patchy frost again Wednesday night into Thursday and a low of 35. Yesterday's high was 67. We only picked up 16/100ths of an inch of rain. It never really rained hard. It just kind of was off and on intermittently yesterday. Just a trace since midnight here at the studios. And we are currently at our overnight low temperature. It is 46.
From high quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Hello everyone, this is Brian from Walsh's. Keep your home safe with our buy two, get one free deal on select First Alert smoke alarms, carbon monoxide alarms, and fire extinguishers. Tackle any mess with a Craftsman 6-gallon wet dry vac for only $69.99 and fire up your Weber smoke wood pellet grill for $7.99. Organize your space with 15 or 27-gallon heavy duty storage totes for just $7.99. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. We'll look at tonight's area high school sports schedule and recap a Brewer win last night over the Cubs coming up.
Before buying a UTV, check out the lineup of Segway UTVs. The 44-horsepower UT6 starts at $94.99. 105-horsepower UT10 starts at $12,499. The amazing UT10 crew is only $16,499. There is 0% for 36 months financing. All Segway UTVs haul 1,000 pounds and tow 2,500 pounds. Let a Segway UTV be part of your play and heavy work. See the full line of Segway UTVs at the Homesteader Store.
Some notes on sports from the local and area scene. Last night in high school volleyball, Platteville was a 3-2 winner against Cuba City. On the schedule for tonight, Riverdale at Pecatonica in volleyball, Arcadia at Westby, and Highland at Cassville. In the Scenic Bluffs, Bangor at Royal, Hillsboro at New Lisbon, Cashton at Nisida, and Wonewoc Center at Brookwood. Also in the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, Richland Center visits Platteville, and River Valley at Lancaster. And in the Ridge and Valley, Lafarge at Seneca, Weston at Wazika Steuben, Kickapoo at North Crawford, and DeSoto at Ithaca. We'll have coverage of that one tonight on WRCO, and it's also their Pink Night, Digging for a Cure Night at Ithaca. Southwestern plays at Iowa Grand in the SWAL. River Valley Swim Team is at Lodi. Madison Edgewood will visit as well. And there is soccer action for Richland Center at Platteville versus Platteville Lancaster. Well, the Brewers had a big win last night as they
Valencia's
scored the victory.
Valencia's 0-2 pitch, and a fly ball to center. Hit well. PCA's back at the track. Wall! Gone! The lights are never too bright for the 21-year-old Jackson Churio.
Cherio went deep with two on base in the fourth inning last night to help lead the Brewers after the game was tied 3-3 early on. Milwaukee then scored a single run and then the three more on the home run. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski provided three scoreless innings of relief to earn the win, and one of his pitches exceeded 104 miles per hour. Manager Craig Counsell of the Cubs talked about them not being able to put any pressure on the Brewer pitchers.
We had, you know, maybe early, like Mizorowski before he settled in. We needed to get him before he settled in, and he made some pitches to, the strikeout of Hap. If Hap Ian gets on there, you know, then there's some pressure on him immediately. But ultimately, we didn't create pressure on any of their guys. And so then they got some confidence, and obviously they had a lead, and the lead pitching with that lead helps as well. We just couldn't get anything going.
The Brewer manager, Pat Murphy, talked about Jacob Mizorowski.
We were thinking somewhere between 30 and 50 pitches, and we were thinking that he let us know he was gassed. He's very emotional, and you guys know what he's been through, but he responded, and I think that's a really good sign. It was one of the keys to the game. There was a lot of them. You know, this game is in a lot of different parts, but, I mean, Miz stepped up.
Milwaukee could wrap the best-of-five series up with a win Wednesday in Chicago. Elsewhere yesterday, Blake Snell allowed one hit in six shutout innings, striking out nine, and the Dodgers barely turned back Philadelphia's late rally for a 4-3 victory over the Phillies in Game 2 of their National League Division Series. Kansas City won't have to dig deep to figure out where things went awry in Jacksonville last night. Patrick Mahomes had an interception returned 99 yards for a touchdown, and the Chiefs were flagged 13 times for 109 yards in a 31-28 loss to the Jaguars. Four of those penalties came in the final 1:45. Final score, Jacksonville 31, Kansas City 28. Elsewhere, the Packers could see a big threat return to the offensive line for the Bengals. Speedy wide receiver Christian Watson took part in Monday's practice after spending months recovering from knee surgery. It looks like the Bengals could be getting some talent back as well for the upcoming game on Sunday. Iowa may be missing its starting quarterback when it meets Wisconsin Saturday. Mark Gronowski is considered to be week to week after suffering an injured knee last week. And the Bucks pushed the pace while winning their preseason opener last night in Miami, 103-93. Poor shooting kept the score down, with Milwaukee connecting on just 13 of 41 three-pointers. All 20 Bucks who suited up saw some court time. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel may be a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. It's been too long, no matter how long it's been. Right now I really need a beer with my friends.
Don't get me wrong, I try to heart right. I talk to Jesus just about every night. I call my mama and my dad at least once a week to remember my roots and keep on planting deep. Sometimes I need to step away and get a different view. There's really something to that honky-tonk attitude. It pulls me out of that everyday sinking sand. I feel better with a cold. Right now I really need a
here with me in the glow of that 90 high def TV. After I work my four fingers down to the bone, last thing I wanna do is go home and drink alone. Right now I really need a beer with my friends. Pop a top or two and talk about way back when. There's some folks that see me through thick and thin. Start seeing life through a rose-colored backyard, a little debt on a credit card, and a two-stroke that won't start, but I can fish from the bank. I got a leaking radiator that I'll get to fixing later, 'cause this day's a postcard maker, and it's 80 in the shade.
Chase Beckham on WRCO, I've Got Everything I Need. Reminds me of the climactic scene of The Jerk, the cinema classic starring Steve Martin some years ago, where he is leaving, and he said, I've got everything I need except this pen or whatever it is, this plant. Oh, I've got everything I need except I've got this ashtray and this lamp, and he's like dragging all this stuff through town at the end. That's all he needs in life as he moves on out. He had hit hard times. Oh, well, I could relate to that movie quite well. The Jerk, Steve Martin, back in my glory years. We are glad to have you along this morning here on WRCO Radio. We're at 45 degrees. Yeah, it is a little bit of a change to the system. And tomorrow morning, potentially about 10 degrees cooler. So it could be a little bit of a frost out there. And the end to the growing season in some areas, although it won't be a hard frost. It looks like we could cover up our plants and keep them green and growing for a little bit longer. Our plants here at WRCO have done pretty well this year, thanks to Hank Bray's green thumb. Right, we're trying to keep them going here as long as we can.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with the market results from October to 6. We had 478 head today, 36 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 207 to 217. Choice Holstein steers, 196 to 206. And low grade Holstein steers and heifers, 195 and down. 105 head of slaughter cows day, top 20% bring, 146 to 187. The middle 60, 115 to 145. And the bottom 20%, 114 and down. 8 bulls day, most bulls 142 to 184. 316 head of calves day, top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 860 to 1140. Quality Holstein heifer calves 600 and down. Quality cross bull calves 600 to 1590. Light poor quality calves 420 and down. Heifer cross calves 700 to 1450. Don't forget we have a feeder sale on Thursday. We have a big consignment coming in, about 200 head. And it is also our customer appreciation. If you have any more questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This autumn, TriStar Gifts and More invites shoppers to explore a season full of treasures. From elegant candles and seasonal decor to handcrafted Amish gifts, there's something for everyone. Hunters will love the Amish-built hunting blinds, featuring panoramic views, insulated interiors, and sealed windows, floors, and runners for comfort and quality. Celebrate this season at TriStar Gifts and More on Highway 14 East, right next to TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, where the magic of autumn comes to life.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We understand the loss of a loved one is a complicated and very stressful time for surviving family members. We pride ourselves on making final arrangements convenient and stress-free. Our services and memorial facilities have been designed with your family's comfort and convenience in mind. We are equipped to meet all of your requests, allowing you time to connect with family and friends while celebrating and reflecting on your loved one's life. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service's dedicated funeral directors and staff are here for you.
45 at WRCO Radio. As we cruise towards 7, let's check out the weather in Amarillo.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning. Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
The update at 7 is next, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff, by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you. It's 45 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy.